The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1953, Mount Everest was scaled by mountaineer Edmund Hillary, the first to reach the summit of the world's tallest mountain. In 1999, Space Shuttle Discovery was the first vehicle to dock with the International Space Station, which consisted of only three modules at the time and was still under construction.
Discovery made the first space shuttle docking to the International Space Station. STS-96 was commanded by Kent Rominger and was piloted by Rick Husband. Mission specialists were Ellen Ochoa, Tamara Jernigan, Daniel Barry, Julie Payette, and Valery Tokarev. Also on board, 3,567 pounds of material that included clothing, sleeping bags, spare parts, medical equipment, supplies, hardware, and about 84 gallons of water.
The first station crew wouldn't move in until late 2000. And in 2014, SpaceX founder Elon Musk unveiled his company's vision for the future of manned spaceflight, Dragon V2.
But going from Dragon version 1, we wanted to take a big step in technology, really create something that was a step change in spacecraft technology. And some important characteristics of that are the ability to land anywhere on land propulsively. So that's one of the things that Dragon version 2 will be able to do. So you'll be able to land anywhere on Earth with the accuracy of a helicopter, which is I think something that a modern spaceship should be able to do. And it'll be capable of carrying seven astronauts for several days. It has an improved version of our Pika heat shield, and it's all around, I think, a really big leap forward in technology. It really takes things to the next level.
Born on this day in 1905, actor Sebastian Shaw, the face of the dying Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi.
Go, my son. Leave me. Tell your sister.
In 1953, Oingo Boingo musician and film composer Danny Elfman was born. Actor Adrian Paul, TV's Highlander, was born in 1959. John D. LeMay, star of Friday the 13th, the series, was born in 1962. In 1984, the first Art of Noise album was released. Who's afraid of the Art of Noise? In 1965, Doctor Who had a reason to be afraid of the Daleks. For the first time in the series' history, they actively pursued him through time in the chase.
The Daleks!
Give your report! The movement scanners have located the enemy time machine, TARDIS! TARDIS!
TARDIS! TARDIS! TARDIS!
Doctor, he said the TARDIS. And look on their screen, that's us.
What is more important, he referred to the TARDIS as the enemy time machine. My machine can only pick up the things that happened in the past.
Then they're on their way here.
Or worse, already here. You heard their orders. We are to be exterminated.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook. ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.